Le'ilei nishmas of kan mishkam in ben revili melech. Nedarim perek yud aleph mishnah aleph. Ve'ilu nedarim shehu mefer. These are nedarim that he could be mefer. Dvarim sheyesh bahem inoy nefesh. It's lav dafka nedarim, it's also shvuas. Things that have inoy nefesh, afflictions. So who's mefer than these nedarim? So it's pashat, everybody agrees that the husband is mefer nedarim when it's dafka things that are inoy nefesh. Or also, we're not going to deal with this mishnah, but it's dvarim shebeino lebeino, things that are between the two of them. But something that's not inoy nefesh, that's not really an affliction to her, a husband can't be mefer neder. When it comes to the father, the Rav learns it's the same din, that they're learned out from each other. However, the Rambam learns that the father is allowed to be mefer all of his child's nedarim, no matter what, even if it's not inoy nefesh. But let's just go with the sheet of the Rav, that it's dafka, both the father and the husband can be mefer nedarim only when they're dvarim that have an inoy nefesh. So what's the case? The case is im erchatz, and the way the Rav learns, Gemara says like this. She says that she is going to aser herself, make a neder that she's not going to take a bath if she takes a bath today. So basically, she's going to mess herself up if she bathes today. As long as she doesn't bathe today, she'll be fine. But if she does bathe today, then she's not going to ever be able to bathe for the rest of her life. So the question is can she really last just not bathing today? So since there's a little inoy nefesh today, which is the condition. The condition is today. There's an inoy nefesh requiring her not to bathe today in order to bathe for the rest of her life. That's called an inoy nefesh. That's an affliction, even if it's just for today. Vim loy erchatz, or also she makes a shvua stam, that she's never going to bathe again. The difference between a neder and a shvua, a neder is on an item, like water, baths, that she's making a neder not to go into baths, not to bathe. And a shvua is asking herself to go into a bath, like an iser gavro, we said. And a neder is an iser cheftza. Regardless, this is obviously also inoy nefesh, or a case, im eskashet, same type of thing. Eskashet usually means makeup. She makes a neder that if she puts on makeup today, she'll never be able to put on makeup for the rest of her life. So now she just has to hold herself back for one day. Vim lo eskashet, or she makes a shvua not to ever put makeup on. Or some learn, think the Meiri, that it's lav dafka makeup, it could be jewelry too. And the focus is even on the case where it's just a condition, and the condition is just to last that one day, that's enough to be considered an inoy nefesh, that the husband can actually be made for this right now. Amar Rabbi Yossi, ein elu nidre inoy nefesh. Rabbi Yossi says, these are not considered inoy nefesh. We're only focusing on the nether part, the first part where she had the condition. So let's use an example. If she said that if she bathes today, she'll never be able to bathe for the rest of her life. So according to Rabbi Yossi, that's not really called an inoy to not bathe today. In other words, she'll be fine. She can last not bathing today, and you can't be made for that nether. However, obviously, according to Rabbi Yossi, if she actually goes and bathes today, so now the condition is fulfilled, and she can never bathe for the rest of her life, that obviously is an inoy nefesh, because it's the rest of her life, and now the husband can jump in and be made for her nether. But before that, he can't. He can't be made for nether at this point in time, because she can really last. It's not really called inoy nefesh. It's not a real affliction. A little bit, just for a day, is not an affliction. And only in a real affliction can her husband come and save the day and be mata her nether, according to Rabbi Yossi. But the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi.